Welcome to Career Tools. This is Sarah.
And I'm Mark.
Today's podcast, How to Resign, Part 2 of 2.
This cast answers these questions. How do I resign? And you'll know in detail by the time we finish that question. Do I need to resign in writing? And who do I tell? Who can I tell about my resignation?
If you want answers to these questions and more, keep listening. Want your team to influence and inspire more effectively? The Effective Communicator Conference teaches participants to read their audience, adjust their approach, and communicate with clarity. Give your people the tools to deliver results and lead confidently. Register now at manager-tools.com/training. All right, that takes us through the prep steps into the actual delivery steps. So again, I'm going to start by reading out loud the list of delivery steps, and then we're going to break them down individually. They are: don't do it in writing, do it privately to your boss, never in anger, say nothing negative in any way to anyone about anyone ever, say I'm resigning, follow it by something nice, then discuss the timing. You don't have to answer any questions. Be ready to be escorted out the door. Have your transition file ready to share and tell no one, no matter what.
Good. So first one, and we get this question. We have to get this question once a week. Don't do it in writing, okay? There's no requirement legally, no matter what your firm has to say, to have this. If you were going to push back against HR, you could say, I don't think there's a legal requirement. I'm not doing it. And they would walk away. They would fold quickly. Some managers ask for it, but HR, frankly, doesn't know what to do with it. When you put it in writing, you reduce your flexibility. What we're saying here, folks, is do not write something out in advance that you intend to give to the company. We're not saying you can't write a short speech. Hey, Sarah, I'm resigning. I would like to stay for the next 6 weeks as a transition period, but I understand I'll accept whatever the company wants to do. I've had a great experience here. You've been a great boss. I've learned a lot. I wish the company well. I wish you well. I'm going to miss you guys. And that's okay to write that out and rehearse it. I would recommend, though, you not take it simply because there's a chance. And so rehearse it well enough that you don't have to take it simply because there's a chance to say, hey, can I use this to show HR that this is a resignation letter? And I would probably say no, even though that's a bit of tension. So if you give them something in writing, it goes places you can't control. And so a verbal resignation, people ask us, what's the legality of this? A verbal resignation is a legal resignation, full stop, okay? Now, obviously, there are details to be worked out for the company in terms of your last paycheck and all those kind of things. And there's a general assumption in the vast majority of cases that you can assume some ethical behavior on their part. But just remember, they gave you an offer verbally, the vast majority. I know there are some that get in writing, and you accepted verbally. That is, we live in a high trust society, and with high trust means that there is low legal burden, meaning there's not a lot of legal activity around a common, what amounts to a contract between you and an organization. Company says, we're going to pay you this much, you're going to do this work, and you accept, and that's good enough. It doesn't need to be written down. Some companies do that. We disagree with it. We think it's costly and burdensome. And if you accept it verbally, a verbal offer, you don't have to put it in writing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Which takes us then to do it privately to your boss. In your boss's office, which is where we'd recommend you have the conversation, because that's where your boss feels most powerful and least vulnerable. We've heard of recommendations about doing it at the end of the day, but we disagree. I mean, often the employer, they're going to want to call people. They're going to want to take some action. Anything that you do in your delivery of your resignation that makes it more burdensome or less convenient for them or puts them in a defensive kind of posture, any of the things that you do that work against what you desire to get from this instance aren't a good use of your time. So what we'd say is there's no preference to us on your time of day. Do it whenever you like, just so long as when you do it, you know that you are ready to be marched out the door if that should happen, which we're going to talk about below. So it doesn't matter what time of day, just have all your ducks in a row knowing I might get marched off.
Go through the preparation state and you're in good shape, and then you'll be at peace. Which, of course, means if you've gone through the preparation phase, it's unlikely you're still going to be angry about something that happened 6 weeks ago. But this is even more general than that. Don't ever resign in anger. If you can't resign without anger, even if your spouse has been insulted or you've been accused of heinous acts that were wild and intemperate from your boss because he's an idiot and doesn't have control of his mental faculties some days. If you can't do it, resign without anger. You don't have the temperament to be a manager. And it may require you practicing with your spouse or preparing a statement, as we mentioned, that you don't share, but you do read. And the moment you're done reading it, fold it up and put it in your pocket. Don't do it. You'll regret it. You will regret it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And again, to your point a moment earlier, Mark, if you've done all the prep work and you're not doing this in haste, then you should. There should be no problem in you being able to rehearse it a few times and doing so without that anger.
Yep.
All right. Next one on our list then is say nothing negative in any way to anyone about anyone ever. And folks, we have heard plenty of stories about companies telling people that the public statement on their firing would be that the decision was mutual. And to be clear, you may not be aware of this, but that's how it's often handled among executives, right? There's someone or the other decides we're going to make a departure and we agree to say we agreed on this decision. But in terms of the situation, what we often find will happen, and we hate happens, is that the individual who was initially told that the public statement would be this is mutual, then finds out people are talking about the fact that those who offered sensitivity are actually telling other people the real reasoning behind it. It's just, it's not nice. It is not good. Yeah. It is not.
It's underhanded, ugly. Mm-mm.
It is underhanded. Exactly. So say nothing negative about anybody.
Yeah. Look, folks, smile at people on your way up because you will see them on your way back down. Whatever you say now to people who are still there may well get back to the people who are arranging your last days and your paperwork. And if you start complaining or moaning or whatever, maybe they're going to send you off with cake or, you know, they were going to do a thing at the pub across the street. And then your boss hears that you're complaining about her. She quietly goes to her number two. No, tell them cancel the pub thing. I'm not doing this. I'm not going to do the right thing while they're intentionally doing the wrong thing because they think they're free and clear. In fact, we have firsthand knowledge of situations where somebody resigned and they had a long-term timing and then the behavior went unprofessional really quickly. It's like, yeah, you know, it was a courtesy to both you and to us that it was going to last 3 months, the separation process in terms of disentanglement. But no, you're done today.
That's the thing. Yeah, exactly. All right. Next one on our list then is say, I'm resigning, follow it by something nice, and then discuss timing. Folks, we do not recommend that you say, I quit or I'm quitting. Just strike the word quit from your vocabulary now as it pertains to this situation. It is perceived as emotionally immature. And why wouldn't it be? It's not professional. It comes across in anger, which going back to our previous, you don't want it to come across in anger. The word quit is just, it's an aggressive word that does not need to come into this conversation.
Yeah. It might sound like this. Janice, I'm resigning. There's a lot to like here. I'll miss a great deal. I'll certainly miss working with you, but I've accepted another offer. I can stay for up to 4 weeks and would be happy to negotiate the timing of this. That's it. It's really, really simple. And you notice it says after the name, I'm resigning. It doesn't say there's a lot to like here and I've got some bad news and I really had trouble. Bury the lead. Exactly. I've had trouble thinking about this. And all of a sudden, Janice already knows. And now her head is spinning and she's not listening anymore. An important critical and sensitive conversations, you have to have a sense of directness and brevity. As Churchill says, short words are best, and the old words, when short, are best of all. You don't try to obfuscate what you're saying, just saying, I'm resigning.
Exactly. Next then on our list is you don't have to answer any questions. And folks, you may think you're supposed to, but you do not have to answer questions. Only answer questions if it benefits you or, and this is unlikely to be the case, it benefits the organization without any chance whatsoever of hurting you. Now, I say it's unlikely to be the chance because, folks, it's not unusual that people want to do the right thing. They want to give reasoning. They want to answer the question, why are you leaving? And that is then used against them in a way, or that gets back to others, or you don't have to answer any questions. It's not, going back to Mark's conversation earlier about the law, it's not the law. You don't have to tell them why.
No.
I'd rather not share is completely fine.
Yeah. If they make an exit interview a prerequisite for getting your last check or paying you out completely or paying you for your unused PTO, personal time off, or whatever they call it in your company, which, by the way, is unethical and wrong, but some companies do it, go to the exit interview and just don't throw anybody under the bus. Why are you leaving? I got a better offer. Well, what makes it better? Well, more money. Well, what are they paying you? I'd really rather not say. Because now that I have accepted that, to me, that's somewhat confidential. But I certainly didn't leave because of the pay problem here. Don't draw that conclusion at all. Yeah, you just need to learn it. In fact, we have guidance on how to handle exit interviews, right? Yeah. Next, be ready to be walked out the door, okay? So you could see where the weeks in advance, you've got to have all that stuff done, okay? This is why the preparation, we said the preparation was really where you make your money. It does happen. In our opinion, it's ugly. You know, my favorite business movie of all time, Margin Call, starts with, now I'm going to forget the actor's name, the guy who is so good. He's got a show on Italian cuisine now.
Stanley Tucci.
He's just brilliant. He only has 5 minutes on screen, but he dominates. And he goes into a meeting and doesn't realize. And then all of a sudden, they hand him a box and he has to clean out his desk. And luckily, he hands the thumb drive to his colleague. And that happens all the time. Of course, that's a layoff situation, but sometimes bosses don't listen to manager tools, don't understand that when someone resigns, they don't have to be marched out the door, that it's not a test of loyalty every day, and that actually he should say, well, gosh, thank you for letting me know. I'm thrilled that you found something better, right? That's what the smart manager would say. But unfortunately, you may not work for a smart manager, and there are plenty of not smart managers in the world. So have your files copied, have your desk mostly ready, have your cash set aside, all that kind of stuff. We don't want it to happen to you, but it could.
Yes, exactly. And then the next one on our list, have your transition file ready to share. Now, we always recommend this. We have had people in our community, I feel like, tell us that they were treated so poorly on the way out. They didn't share their transition file or didn't share all of their transition file. And folks, even if it goes badly at the end, we would still recommend that you share your transition file in its entirety. Again, this isn't about you. It's not even about the organization, frankly. It's in large part about your team. Your team are the people who are bearing the brunt of your taking a stand and keeping your transition file to yourself. So why visit the ills that were visited on you, on them as well? And if you can't, give it to your boss for whatever reason, give it to HR. Or, I mean, if you can't give it to HR, give it to your team members. Give it to a colleague, a peer.
My boss didn't want this, but it's important. Here's some stuff.
Yeah. If you have to give it to one of the people that, assuming you're a manager, you have to give it to somebody on your team, and it has reviews in it, it's fine. Folks, just say to them, hey, there's some sensitive stuff in here, probably for the next manager. There's performance review things in here. I'd rather you not look at it. Can you try and make sure the next guy gets this? The next gal gets
exactly.
This?
Mm-hmm. They will look, by the way.
I know they will, but
you're doing the right thing.
You're doing the right thing.
Yeah. Last on the delivery, tell no one, no matter what. I hope we're getting really clear about this, right? Your boss gets to decide. You don't get to tell your boss, hey, look, I'd like you to keep it to yourself. We just had firsthand experience that with somebody in the community. Like, I'd like you to wait to talk to the company until I've had a chance to tell a few people internally. Nope. The moment the company knows, the company gets to decide. That's how it works. Until your boss makes it official, you're really not authorized to say anything to anyone. You could certainly email or call your spouse and say, hey, it's done. I've resigned and everything's moving apace and they've given me the 4 weeks or they've walked me out the door, whatever the case might be. In fact, in some cases, you know, typically if somebody resigns and they're going to walk you out, they do let you go by your desk. I have had people say, I wasn't 100% sure of that. So I went ahead and cleaned out my desk the day before, which is a little weird and you might want to stay late to do it. But I respect that from the standpoint of, I can't guarantee that my boss won't react in what would be an unprofessional way. The idea that you resign and then I don't even care if you work at the CIA, and I've done work for the CIA for many years. I don't care if your job is that sensitive. You don't have to be your badge taken away and frog marched out of the building without even being able to go by your desk. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. And again, folks, assuming that you did all the prep work and there are all these weeks in lead up, slowly over the course of time, if there's personal stuff in your desk, you could have been taking it home. Like, you don't have to have left your desk fully intact this entire time.
Absolutely.
I mean, the pictures on top of your desk, things like that, you're going to want to keep that. Otherwise, it's going to be a signal. But yeah, exactly. Are your cross-functional managers struggling to build high-performing teams quickly? The Manager Tools License is your comprehensive, actionable program designed to give you the full playbook. Imagine delivering measurable results and retaining your best people, all with a lower cost than piecemeal training solutions can offer. Get your Manager Tools License today and start building the team you deserve at manager-tools.com/licenses. Okay, so that takes us then to the last piece of our guidance, which is the interim activities. They are expect a counteroffer, expect disenfranchisement, work hard, talk to benefits consultants about benefits, go home on time, stay mum in the exit interview, period, and solidify relationships.
Yeah. So expecting a counteroffer first. They don't work. We never recommend them, but your company may offer you one nonetheless. And so if there's any way you might reconsider, and it looks like your company is interested in having you reconsider by making a counteroffer, then don't tell them not to do it, okay? This is about training yourself about what happens and how things work and so on. And if you've gotten a 15% raise and your experience in your company has not been salutary and you decide, yeah, 15% is enough. I frankly, in many cases, it would not be. That would have to be more than just unsalutary, but regardless. And then the company comes back and says, we're going to offer you 25% more. Then you might want to talk to your spouse and reconsider.
Sure. And if there's no way that you would reconsider, just tell them not to counteroffer. Something that you can do to preclude a counteroffer, if you will, is not tell them what the other offer is or where the other offer is, and go back to remember what we said about not having to say anything. If you don't tell them anything other than something to reassure or reassure them about competitive issues, if you don't tell them anything, it's going to chill their interest in countering. It's going to make them think, okay, they're not really open to it. Why would we do it?
I didn't know this was coming. Suddenly he's resigning. He has all this stuff already prepared. The offer must have been fairly significant. They've been working on it for a while. The worst thing in the world would be go to my boss and say, I think if we give him 25K more, it'll be okay. And then they do that and come back and say, I'm sorry, that doesn't even match my offer that I'm leaving for. That makes them look bad and feel bad and it's horrible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. Next, expect disenfranchisement. This is a nice way of putting it, by the way. You're now what is known in diplomatic circles and certain military circles as a PNG, a Papa November Golf, which is persona non grata, someone who is not welcome. Things will be different for you, okay? You're not going to be invited to some things that might be out of spite, but might just be out of we're moving on, and you might feel left out. You may be ostracized. Friends might get quiet around you. And folks, this is normal, okay? Don't ask your friends to put their relationship with you over paying for their mortgage, which the company helps them do. When people say, yeah, actually, you hear about a pub thing and you say, oh, I'll come. Actually, no, it was just a list. I don't know if you're supposed to come or not, Mark. Oh, dudes, I am sorry. Totally get it. Totally get it. Guys, have a great one. Don't tip one back for me and then get the boss upset or whatever. Don't do that. Hope you guys have fun. I'll see you tomorrow. Right? No problem. No problem. Be gracious and kind. Now, if you get your feelings hurt, keep this in mind. Your company doesn't care about your feelings. The people in your company might, but be careful about chewing away at those feelings of negativity because they're not going to help you. Focus on the new job, the new opportunity, and recognize that some people are clumsy. Some people are intentionally vulgar or rude or disrespectful. And put it in your Delta file of how you won't treat people. If somebody resigns on your team and they're staying for two more weeks, they're still on your team. If there's a pub night on Thursday, it happens to be quiz night or whatever, they get invited. And when they express to you their surprise they got invited, say, dude, you're still a part of our team. And we like working with you. You're a good guy. And we're sorry to see you go. We're actually also happy that you found something better. We don't think we're bad. We just think you found something better, and that's good for you. And what are we going to do? Ostracize you? Stone you? Nah.
Exactly. Okay, that takes us then to the next piece, which is work hard. And for those of you that cannot see the show notes, both of these words are in all caps.
Which is rare.
Which is rare, exactly. If you do not get the show notes, then you might consider becoming a licensee. Wink, wink. But work hard, because this is what a professional does. Now, we're assuming if you're a manager, you've been doing weekly one-on-ones with the folks on your team. Meet twice with your directs during this time. Talk to your directs about their futures and any recommendations that you might have, things that you've seen, things that your unique perspective on the situation might help them with. Walk them through their review up until this point in time. All of those things, doing all the things that you can do, again, to set them up for success in your absence.
Good. Now, look, it's possible you'll be precluded from doing this. Oh, no, you can't do that. Or, oh, their role has changed. Or, oh, this or that or whatever. But if that's going to happen, it's going to be a function of time. Bosses rarely are going to have the guts to say to you, don't talk to anyone. If they would do that, then they'll just have you leave. So it's really, really unlikely. It's happened in rare cases. I've seen it, heard about it, but it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. And folks, you might even want to help your team out in those early days and host what we call a post-resignation team meeting. We have a podcast for that. And the reason we recommend it is, I mean, so many people in our community asked us, I've been building relationships with these people through one-on-ones for weeks and weeks. It's kind of weird not to say anything about it. You've developed close relationships with them. So this meeting will help you make the transition as easy as you can and ensure that they have what they need while not overstepping in your role as their manager.
Next is talk to a benefits consultant about your benefits. Make an appointment with someone in HR. Have their phone number, which again, this is prep work, in your personal phone. So if you get rushed out, you'll still be able to call them. That was one of the things that happened in margin calls. Somebody got rushed out and didn't have their phone, can't call him because his phone was the company phone and they took it from him. It's probably in a box somewhere ringing while you guys are trying to call it. Leave him a message about wanting to meet to discuss next steps to find out what the process is. Maybe the benefits you get at your new company are not as good and you want COBRA benefits, which is an American phrase about continuation of health benefits, health plan costs at the cost of the employee. And if you get less than a complete answer about what your company is obligated to do about you, don't be afraid to call their boss and say, hey, look, I still work here. People do resign periodically. I'm a good guy. I'm not trying to make a stink, but I'm not getting answers. And if you want to direct me to a website where I can learn something, that's fine. But I think you guys owe me this.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, the next point then is go home on time. Now, folks, I want to revisit what I said a moment earlier about work hard being in all caps.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to work hard, but there's a limit. Anytime you spend at the office after your office hours close, and let's assume it's 5, may just be presumed to be espionage. You may think you're doing the right thing. Oh my gosh, look at me putting in extra hours, but
at the copy machine?
Yeah. The persona non grata thing. Just go home on time. Don't be in the office in the evening after you have given your notice. It will be seen as less than positive.
Yeah. We've already touched on this, but I'll say it again because it's part of the outline. Stay quiet in the exit interview, full stop. Okay? We have an entire podcast on handling exit interviews because so many people handle this so poorly.
Exactly. And as sad as it might be, folks, no matter how much you want to divulge your experience or you think that what you have to say could help the company or help your old coworkers, don't share it. Don't share it. You may think it's valuable information. It is information that will be used against you. It just is.
Yeah, sounds bad. They don't mean to hurt you, but it will have blowback to you. It is not unprofessional to stay silent. What is that old saying? If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. So there's a difference between being asked to share discomforts or whatever, and that's a reasonable thing for a company to do. But it's also reasonable for you to say, that's not the way I see it. I don't recall any situations like that. My time here has been good. It's been reasonable, and so on. And could you hint at something that happened 10 years ago? Yes, but that's not the reason for your resignation, and that's not going to change anything. And companies have momentum, and the idea that one person can stand up against the momentum is going to make a difference is very limited. And you have to consider, if you're going to be Horatio at the bridge and say, no, this is wrong or whatever, you have to consider the potential for blowback on you. We regret that that's true, but it's true. It'll come back to haunt you. So you resigned. You're not the one they should be taking most seriously, regardless of what you think that they're asking you. So just trust us. It'll come back to haunt you. Be nice. Be mum. You'll be fine.
Exactly. You will be fine. And that's the crux of it. And then the last piece here is solidify relationships. Folks, we would recommend in your departure period, you've given notice now and before your last day, you have lunch every day with somebody that you want to stay in touch with after you leave. You're still here. You can build relationships with individuals in the office now while you still have the chance to collect contact information, make plans for meeting with them in the future, whatever it may be. I mean, we did a podcast recently on networks, how to build a network. And yes, one of the things is staying in touch with your old colleagues.
Not rocket science. It's boring.
Exactly.
Control,
so yeah.
Shift K. Yeah.
Build those relationships in those last few weeks at work.
Yeah, because there are 4 or 5 or maybe 20 or 30 people that you really want to stay in touch with. Make sure you talk to them before you leave. It's easy when you're internal. And then say, I intend to stay in touch with you when I'm gone, and put a stay in touch with task into your task minder that you're going to be able to take with you, the one that the company doesn't own. And just reach out to them. Say, hey, I've been in my new job 90 days. It's going pretty good. Miss you guys. Hope things are going well over there.
Yeah. And you might want to collect personal emails, personal phone numbers. It's completely up to them whether or not they might be like, oh, yeah, no, you can send it to my work email. But, you know, you might want to gather contact information that you don't possess today for those individuals.
All right. You want me to summarize?
Yeah, wrap it up.
Okay. Look, guys, resigning is a common part of your career. You'll likely have to do it at some point, and you can handle it with professionalism, which will ensure a positive transition for both you and for your boss and for your team and the entire organization. We care about you. We want to ensure that when you leave your current role, it's done in a way that takes care of you, your team, and you leave on good terms. It may feel like there's tension and conflict and so on, but you can rise above that and set a different tone in the conversation that might help heal the relationship if there's a problem with you and your boss. Preserving your professional reputation and network is something important that's worthy of your best effort.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much, folks. We hope this helped you. Now help us help others and tell your friends. And of course, follow, rate, and review our podcast. And remember, 5 stars only, please. Bye, everyone.